Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. All right, today we can see very clearly that the weather is absolutely amazing. It has been for a while. It's been really, really hot, but rather have a very, very hot weather and sunny than have it rain and cold, don't you think? Okay, today's episode, I will be talking about five rom-coms that I really enjoyed watching. And instead of talking about the rom-com in general, I will be choosing some quotes that are from the movies, and I will be turning on a song from each movie. And then after that, I will end it off with some fun facts because we haven't been doing them for a while. And please stay tuned in my future episodes where I will be talking about movies also, but I will also be conducting some interviews with some people. So for those of you who love to listen to interviews and all that sorts of stuff, come here and lean in with Jeff. I don't even know if that made sense. And also, congratulations to everyone who graduated either at UBC or any other institution. I sincerely congratulate you. It probably would have, been better if the ceremony kind of all happened at once. But, those institutions or universities, there's just too many people to go through, unlike in high school. So I heard that all the ceremonies are taking place separately, but congratulations to everyone. It has been a long run, and I'm sure you guys all worked very, very hard to achieve your goals, and I wish you all the best in the future years. And it's summer, so I really hope everyone can have a chance to enjoy it, travel, go hang out with some family, go back, home, or just, lie down in bed all day and read a book or watch movies. Whatever makes you happy. And those of you who have summer school, I am not entirely sure when it is going to start, but I'm sure it's very soon. Or maybe it already started for some schools. Good luck. I had to take summer school last year, thankfully. This year I'm not, because I was able to, I just put in more workload for me in my two semesters. So, but instead, I'm basically going to have to use my time more wisely. So I guess it's the same. But anyways, those of you who are doing summer school, good luck. I'm sure it's going to be good. I honestly loved summer school just because it's sunny all day. Like every day, there's no rainy days. And coming to school on a sunny day just makes your mood so much better. For me, I don't know, it's kind of nice. And it's kind of a different feeling to come on campus where there's not a lot of people. And sometimes it's kind of peaceful and, calming to take classes where you're used to having like packed areas, but then like all of a sudden it just reduces down like a significant amount. But yeah, I hope you all have fun during summer school. For those of you who aren't taking any summer school, I hope you are having fun as well and you guys all have some plans going on. And I'm sure for those of you who aren't taking summer school, who do not want to take summer school, it will go by very fast. For me, it did pretty, it went pretty fast. And as much as you enjoy the course, the faster the time will flow. And soon it will be September again and school will start for everyone. But I don't want to be, talking about school too much, because sometimes we all need a break. And as much as I love school, it can be tiring sometimes. And in those times, we all need to rest and find something that we love to do. And that is what I am doing right now. I am on live radio And for those of you who want to take a break and come on live with me, call the number 604-822-2487, and you can have a chance to talk with me live on radio right now. It's a very cool experience. Obviously, you won't be able to hear yourself, I don't think, but you know, all my episodes are uploaded at CITR.ca. So if you hop onto that website, type in Lean In With Jeff, you will have an episode where you're live on radio because all this is recorded. Okay, let's start off with the land acknowledgement, some ads and PSAs, and we will get started on today's episode. Here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of My Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there. Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder. The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of My Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Okay, we're back. For those of you who have just joined in, hello everyone, my name is Jeff, and welcome to Lean In With Jeff. And I am the host for this show, and I have been doing it for a couple months now. And again, my show is about talking mainly about movies, some poetry, a little bit of movie scripts, which I will be doing today, and I will be conducting some interviews soon, and I am very, very excited for that. And also, coming onto my show is very easy, because all you need to do is ask me. So if you want to come onto my show, you can either call the number 604-822-2487 right now while I'm on air. Excuse me. And you can come on my show and talk about any of those topics or anything else. I can maybe interview you, and that will be a lot of fun too. All right, let's get started. My first movie is called When Harry Met Sally. Now, a lot of people ask me, since I love watching rom-coms, what is your favorite rom-com? And I always answer with this. I think When Harry Met Sally is a phenomenal rom-com for a couple of reasons. Number one, my favorite genre of rom-coms that I love to watch is from like friends to lovers. And there is a little bit of hate, like enemies to love, which I absolutely love in movies because you can see like the development of those two characters and them slowly discovering each other. And through that discovery, you can see the love building up. And I love watching that in movies. And, you know, if the chemistry between the characters are good, it's just, you just get fully submerged into the movie. And that's the beauty of movies, is that you get to live in that scene or that storyline. And you're almost spectating it, but you're almost there with them. And, you know, that's why I love watching movies. But yes, When Harry Met Sally is my favorite romantic comedy movie. I know there are a lot of good movies as well, but I feel like if you start thinking about, oh, what's the best movie, you can't really choose, you know, like the best movie. I feel like you can kind of pick out flaws in any movie, in every movie, and, you know, there's good qualities in each movie. So whenever people say, what's your favorite movie? I usually go for like the classic. I feel like When Harry Met Sally is just such a classic romantic comedy that, you know, everyone should watch. And I don't know, it just gives me like this wholesome feeling whenever I watch it. I think I've watched this like, I'd say 15 times. I like to rewatch movies just to relive certain scenes, because, you know, when I watch movies, I remember what certain scenes make me feel. And that's why I'm adding in the songs today, is because whenever I hear these songs, it kind of reminds me of that specific scene and it gives me a chance to relive it. Okay, for those of you who do not know what this movie is, it is basically about these two people that first meet up in college, and they end up falling in love. That is the shortest explanation I can give. And also, I've mentioned this quite a bit in my episodes, but I do spoil a lot of movies, just because I believe if you want to discuss a movie and you want to get into those juicy parts, it's kind of mandatory to, you know, spoil the movie, just because giving more context is just more interesting. But the thing is, or the thing that I realized about romantic comedies, is you can kind of tell which characters are going to fall in love with each other within, like, very early on in the movie. And so I feel like telling people which characters fall in love, it's not really a spoiler, because you could kind of realize within like the first 10 or so minutes by just looking at the characters and how they're kind of, you know, acting and everything like that. You could kind of, you know, predict on your own, oh yeah, these two characters are probably going to end up together, or oh, these two characters are probably not going to end up together. But you know what I mean. So that is the shortest explanation of this. And the song that I chose is called Don't Get Around Much Anymore by Harry Connick Jr. I like Harry Connick Jr. I actually was initially trying to choose a different song. I think it's called A Wink and a Smile. But that song's from another rom-com called Sleepless in Seattle. But anyways, oh my goodness, I just totally forgot. I actually have a quote lined up for each of these movies, so why don't we get to that? This is actually my favorite quote in When Harry Met Sally. And I'm sure for those of you, even people who don't even know this movie or even watched it, know the quote I'll have what she's having, which is from a famous, like, I think it's like a monologue scene where, you know, Sally impersonates an orgasm, a fake orgasm, and she does it in a public restaurant. And I think, fun fact, the person who said that line, I'll have what she's having, is the mother of the writer of this movie. I think his name is Rob Reiner. But anyways, here is the quote that I love in this movie. I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend the day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. Wow. That is, when I heard this line, I was so impressed by the writer, and I'm like, how can you come up with this? This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful that I actually want to use this. But to use this, you kind of need to mess up with your lover, and who knows if that, you know, mess up is going to fix up with this. But it's such a beautiful, well-written, so well-structured, and so emotionally rich quote. Oh my goodness, I love this quote. The reason why I love this quote, and I'm sure this is probably the reason for everyone as well, is the detail it has. You know, the crinkle above the in between the eyes or the nose. I think it's the nose. Yeah, the crinkle between the nose, the 71 degrees, which is a hyperbole, I believe. And the hour, which is also a hyperbole, of ordering a sandwich. All these details is what makes the quote. And I think to kind of give a more personal impact and like the feeling of the love from a character's speech, it needs to be detailed and only meant specifically. It should only match, the detail should only match the character, not, it shouldn't be general. And that is why I love this quote, because it's just so personal, and you could see all these details shown in the movie from Sally, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. Okay, as I mentioned, I will be turning on a song from the movie, and this song is Don't Get Around Much Anymore by Harry Connick Jr. Enjoy.
Missed the Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Oh yeah, I love that last, you know, that bam, because it's just exciting, you know? Okay, anyways, I highly recommend this movie to anyone who loves rom-coms or just wants to feel something warm in their heart. But yes, When Harry Met Sally is my first movie that I introduced. Here we go on the second one. The second one, I chose The Big Sick. And the reason why I love this movie is because most of the movie isn't actually, you know, the two lovers interacting with each other. It's more of the lover and the other lover's parents and their relationship with each other. And, you know, I love that. I love the dynamic between, you know, the parents and the lover and how they interact with each other, and, you know, the love that's just in them. It's a very wholesome movie, actually, and I recommend this as well. And it's pretty funny, too, because I actually really love the male actor in the movie. I think he's absolutely hilarious, and I think he came out in Marvel. So, yeah, I forgot his name, though. I'll mention it after this song, but here's the quote in this movie. Love isn't easy. That's why they call it love. Oh, yes. I love these quotes because it's just so, it kind of makes the movie, you know? These quotes are just, it kind of acts as like a reminder of what these people are fighting for. You know what I mean? And it also redefines love. Love is not a simple thing. And in each movie, they all explain it so differently. And this kind of sums it up, actually. Love isn't easy. That's why they call it love. So never think that love is easy. It is a cliche to say that love is about taking risks. But, you know, it's hard. It really is hard. But I highly encourage everyone, including myself, to take that risk and see what the end looks like, whether it is heartbreak or, you know, a successful love story. Okay, this movie, I chose the song I Can't Wait from New Shoes. I think that is how you pronounce the artist's name. And I actually don't... I've actually never heard of this song before until this movie. And I think it's quite nice. So let's get into it. And I hope everyone enjoys. Here we go. Okay, that was I Can't Wait by New Shoes, and that was from the movie The Big Sick. And I just realized that this movie is based on a true story about Kumail, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, his love story. Yeah, it was based on how his... love story began with his current wife. which is pretty interesting. And you know what? I really love these true story love movies because it kind of gives you hope about love sometimes, you know? The fact that this was actually a true thing, it's just kind of cool. But yes, that was The Big Sick. Please watch it if you, you know, like a little bit of comedy and want some hope about love. All right. The next movie that I chose is called Definitely Maybe. And Ryan Reynolds stars in it. And I actually love Ryan Reynolds' rom-com movies. They're actually really funny and I like them. It also suits well with his character too, I think. Although I always think that, you know, that goofy kind of vibe that Ryan Reynolds gives can seem like it can break that romance, but I feel like it kind of fits amazingly. Because once he actually gets down to the seriousness of the relationship and, you know, starts to express his feelings, it really comes out as sincere. And that is why I like him in rom-coms. Okay, here we go. This is the quote from Definitely Maybe that I chose. This is it. "Just shut up here. I want to marry you because you're the first person I want to look at when I wake up in the morning and the only one I want to kiss goodnight. Because the first time that I saw these hands, I couldn't imagine not being able to hold them. But mainly, when you love someone as much as I love you, getting married is the only thing left to do. So, will you marry me?" Yeah, that is some proposal. But I have to say, this was pretty similar to the When Harry Met Sally one. And I have to say, When Harry Met Sally, that quote is, I think, is a little bit more better just because, as I said, for these quotes to really hit you, they need to be personal to the character, not so generic. And this one saying that I want to marry you because you're the first person I want to look at when I wake up in the morning and the only one I want to kiss goodnight. I mean, if you love somebody, I feel like that's for everyone, don't you think? Don't you want to wake up next to the person you love and kiss them goodnight? So, you know, if someone proposed to me with this line, I'm sorry, but you got to make it more personal. But I think it's also very sweet too to make it a little generic for everyone to kind of feel that warmth. And sometimes I feel like these generic comments are the only things that you can make, because you just can't put it into other words, and it's hard. It really is hard. But the song that I chose for this movie, it is called Stand by R.E.M. I think that's how you say it. R.E.M. I actually don't know this band is or this artist as well. But I like this song, and I believe this song is from the opening. And what I love about this movie is that I believe this song opens up like the story time of Ryan Reynolds explaining his love story. So that's what I love too. It's kind of, you're kind of looking at the love story that he's explaining through his eyes, and he's explaining it to you, which is kind of cool. I like that. And then towards the end, he goes back to ground zero, and he actually confronts his lover. It's pretty funny, but also very sweet. Okay, here we go. Stand by R.E.M. Enjoy.
Going to be on the ground. Your head is trees would be falling. Listen to reason. Season is calling. Stand in the place where you live. Now face no. Think about direction. Wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were. Now face west. Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you have it. Trees would be falling. Listen to reason. Reason is calling. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So stand. Now face no. Think about direction. Wonder why you have it now. Stand. Now face no. Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't. Stand in the place where you live. Now face no. Think about direction, wonder why you haven't. Now stand in the place where you were. Now face no. Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't. Stand in the place where you are. Stand in the place where you are.
Okay, that was Stan by R.E.M. Oh my goodness, is it R.M.? Maybe that's what it's called, R.M. Okay, that was from the movie Definitely Maybe. And for the last movie of today, I'm going to do Always Be My Maybe. This is actually a rom-com that was, or I think it is still on Netflix. And by the way, I think I saw all of these movies except for when Harry Met Sally on Netflix. So feel free to search it up on Netflix. If not, I'm sure it's out there somewhere. But Always Be My Maybe is a very heartwarming movie for me because they're like young friends. They've known each other since they were like kids, and they end up falling in love with each other. And you could see how, you know, different lifestyles can affect relationships. Although, you know, there are people saying, oh, yeah, you know, having different lifestyles can maybe like spice it up a bit. But I feel like sometimes it can make a negative impact within the relationship because it can be difficult to understand each other's perspectives. And in this movie, they do a very great job in explaining this difficulty, but also adds in the element of recovery and, you know, ways to kind of rebuild the broken relationship into a stronger one, I guess. But anyways, this is a good movie for anyone who wants to kind of see like friends to enemies to lovers. Oh, I like that one. Feel free to watch this movie. It's a really good movie. I think it kind of tells us about like the reality of relationships and how it's not always sunshine and rainbows. But yeah. Okay, the song that I chose, it's actually performed in the movie. But I think there's like a full version of it, which I'm going to turn on right now that I didn't know of. But I think this song is one of my favorite songs in the movie because it's, first of all, I love these kind of songs where it's like not too difficult to understand. It all the lyrics just goes right into your ear and you could kind of understand it. And that's what I love. I like to hear songs where you could just hear the lyrics once and you could just understand it right away. And this is exactly what it does. So this song is called Tennis Ball by Hello Peril. and I hope you guys enjoy. And if you guys like the song, please call the number 604-822-2487 and let me know how it sounds to you. Enjoy, everyone.
Been advancing, living in a mansion, hanging with Ted Sarandos and Ted Danson, cruising down the boulevard in my red Phantom. Got my homie the hobo inside the trunk sampling various cheeses. Jesus, I can't believe it. Just the other day we were sleeping on the cement. Now I'm in Belize with Charlize for the evening, feeling like everything happened for a reason. So this here's the thesis: don't dare quit, never give up, and tennis balls make great gifts. If you buy five, then I'ma be like, here, take six. By the way, Quasar is an idiot, but he'll
bounce back like a tennis ball.
Bounce back
like a basketball.
Bounce back
like a soccer ball. Or really any kind of ball except a football.
Bounce
back like a tennis ball.
Bounce
back like a racket ball.
Bounce
back like a volleyball. Or really any kind of ball except a football.
Marcus.
Hey, what's up, Quasar?
I love the new song, Versus Ardo.
Oh, thanks so much, man. What's up?
One thing, though, that last part of the second verse.
Yeah, what about it?
You say Quasar is an idiot.
I do? Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I did say that.
Okay, man, can we change that or maybe just take the shit out?
Actually, we can't because the song's already recorded. And in fact, it's playing right now, so it's too late. Sorry, dude.
Okay, well, that sucks. But, you know, it's cool because guess what? I'll bounce back.
Okay, that was from Harry Peril, Tennis Ball, and I love this song, you know? It's kind of cool, isn't it? Because this song was actually performed in the movie, and it was nice. It was cool. I just read a funny comment. It said, this song has no right to be this good. But anyways, that is all the movies that I would be discussing in this episode. And let's do a fun fact segment. And this fun fact is going to be about rom-coms. So, it's a new genre that we're touching upon. Okay, let's go for it. The first one is You've Got Mail, which is a rom-com, was inspired by When Harry Met Sally. I don't know if the writers for these are the same, but I do know that Meg Ryan starred in both of them. So, apparently You've Got Mail was inspired by When Harry Met Sally. Next one. Clueless, which is another rom-com, was originally pitched as a TV show. I've never seen Clueless before, but I have been told that it is good. So, I will definitely try and watch it. But I feel like rom-coms work best in movies just because it's just faster paced And I like to kind of want to know what goes on fast. Maybe it's because I'm impatient. Okay, the writer of Silver Linings Playbook, Image Zoe Deschanel and Vince Vaughn in the lead roles. Oh, that's interesting, because Silver Linings Playbook is also a rom-com, and the actor and actress was Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper. And apparently these two were imaged before them. Okay, next one. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson produced My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Oh, wow. I've never seen the movie, but I have heard of it. That's interesting. Okay, next one. Renee Zellweger went undercover for her role in Bridget Jones' Diary. There are two types. I think it's Bridget Jones' Diary and Bridget Jones' something else. I think it was about, one was about her being pregnant and one was about actually finding love, I think. I only saw the one that was when she was pregnant. But anyways, it's a pretty good movie. I mean, I didn't watch the both of them, but I did watch one and it was okay. Okay, next one. Titanic's most iconic line was improvised. A lot of improvised lines in movies, I think, are really, really nice. That's why I think some like improvisation is required in movies, just to, you know, see how it is. And usually improvisation comes out through the flow, and it might come out more natural and flow better. Okay, next one. Before The Philadelphia Story, Katharine Hepburn spent a few years at Box Office Poison. I have no idea what that means. I don't even know this rom-com, The Philadelphia Story. Okay, next one. Hugh Grant's Blue Door in Notting Hill was writer Richard Curtis's Blue Door. I have no idea what this means, too. Let's read the description. The exterior of Will Thacker's, who is Hugh Grant, home in Notting Hill, including the Blue Door, was once owned by screenwriter Richard Curtis. After the movie came out, the home's new owners, annoyed by all of the fans who came to visit the location, painted the door black. After it was sold again, the door was painted back to blue. Okay, this is kind of funny, because imagine a movie scene shot in front of your house, and the next day people are just coming there as tourists just to like see the location. That's pretty funny. And it's even more funny that these people painted it black. Okay, next one. Woody Allen's original idea for Annie Hall was completely different. Interesting. I've heard of Annie Hall, but I haven't seen it though. Okay, next one. Sleepless in Seattle referenced the soup Nazi 2 years before Seinfeld did. I don't know what that reference means. Okay, next one. Oh, wow. Steve Carell lost 30 pounds for the 40-year-old virgin. Here's the explanation. Though Judd Apatow was originally nervous about it, because I don't think comedians wanting to look good is ever good for comedy, he gradually realized that Steve Carell being ripped was a good idea, because it helped establish that Carol's character, Andy, was only a virgin because he's shy and nervous, not because of his looks. Fun fact, I believe in this movie, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, which I highly recommend, there's a scene where Steve Carell waxes his hair off his body, and that was his actual hair. So the pain that you see in the scene, it's legitimate pain. Okay, let's do another one. The next one is Cameron Crowe believed Friends was a ripoff of Singles. Okay. Next one. Let's do this as our last. Meg Ryan didn't have a computer before making You've Got Mail. Oh. Oh, wait, I don't even know what role Meg Ryan plays in You've Got Mail. Here's the description. I got my first computer when I did that movie, Meg Ryan told Vanity Fair. I think that the company gave us a computer. Interesting. Okay, that is it for the fun facts today. Since we did talk about a lot of rom-coms, I just felt like saying fun facts about rom-coms would be very appropriate. But anyways, the weather is stunning, stunningly hot and beautiful, and I don't think there's a lot of wind, but that is okay, because if you go under the shade, it's just so much more cooler. And the good thing is, wherever you go, the AC is on, so, you know, you won't be able to feel the hotness unless you're outside directly in the sun. For those of you who want to get a tan, today's the day. Go outside and get a tan. And for those of you who just have been at home for a long time, go outside, get some air, get some vitamin D inside your system. And that is it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I will see you all next week. Bye-bye, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
I am pretty top-notch. I'm useful. Damn the head blues. When you're feeling as broke as a bottle of booze. Damn the head blues. Like a soda straw strangling you. Calls for you, end up come on someone's shoe, makes me feel like I don't have a clue. If I had a heart, 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 I know where to start, I know where to start. I know where to start, I know where to start. If I had a heart, if I had a heart. If I had a heart, if I had a heart. I know where to start, I know where to start. I know where to start, I know where to start.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
The Vancouver Abilities Expo is back on May 18th. Brought to you by the Disability Foundation and hosted by Connector Society, the Abilities Expo brings together exhibitors, vendors, resources, guest speakers, and more to enrich the well-being and connectedness of the disability community. This year's theme is Adventure Awaits and features over 45 disability-focused exhibitors. Whether you're looking for adaptive activities to join the summer, inclusive travel opportunities, or resources to help you live life to the fullest with a disability, there's something for everyone. Presentations by Real Talk Sexual Health Education, Rick Hansen Foundation, and Fable Pathways. There will also be an interactive room where you can meet the assistance dogs from Leash of Hope, check out a trail rider, and even try your hand at wheelchair basketball. Join us on Thursday, May 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, Vancouver, to find out what adventures await you.
On May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with the second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled-out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. The band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited, so please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plasteroid to reserve your tickets now.
Baby Girl are breathing effervescent life into a new definition of pop music. The Toronto duo, comprised of college friends Kiki Francis and Cameron Bright, place a refreshing spin on youth nostalgia with a contemporary edge. Their mission statement says it all. Be Still My Heart is a heartfelt collection of songs detailing the bitter and the sweet of love as it navigates feelings of joy and hopelessness. Baby Girl is coming to Vancouver, performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on May 25th. For tickets, go to admitone.com.
Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on